This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Two Rivers Cooperative, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Suter Family Farms, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Carter Construction, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Clinic, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, and Marion County Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do community banks work with farmers? In the second part of a five-part program on agriculture, let's go in-depth with David Greving with Marion County Bank, Pella. Well, David, I was a little early for our meeting today, and I saw several farmers passing through. Everybody had big smiles on their faces. They were happy to be here. This must be an exciting time to be in the farming and banking business.
Well, one of the great things about being in the farming business is the seasonal nature of it. The spring and the fall are both very exciting times. There's a lot of uncertainty in the spring as decisions are made of what crops to plant, et cetera, and how to manage your expenses going into that. The growing season comes and goes. We're all anxious about weather during that. But then, of course, in the fall when it's time to bring the harvest in, that's a very rewarding and exciting time.
Well, yeah, I can only imagine. And you've told me before that farmers and their bankers are working all throughout the winter with plans for the future, right?
Sure. Winter is a lot of times a time of paperwork. It's more fun to be outdoors when the weather's nice and do maybe sometimes the less exciting part of the job, but it's certainly one of the most important parts of the job in getting your figures together. That's when we see a lot of our customers in the winter. They come in and prepare financial statements. They work with their tax preparers to get their income taxes done. They work with their input providers, such as seed salesmen and chemical and fertilizer providers, to decide what type of products they want to use, what strategies they want to use, and the type of crops they want to plant for the spring.
So how does the bank fit in with all of this? I mean, is it, you know, something where farmer just comes in and says, I need a loan for this, and you say, okay, let me look at your credit, okay, it looks good, and here's your loan. Is it that simple, or how does it actually work? I bet it's not that simple.
Well, it's both more complicated and more simple than that.
Oh, really?
In a way, it's a little different than your average, or a lot different, actually, than your average consumer transaction. For instance, the home purchase or vehicle purchase transaction, that's something that only comes around every so often. You might only buy a couple houses in your entire lifetime, and there's a process to that between application, becoming familiar between the banker and the customer, and then completing the deal. Whereas farming and a banker relationship is typically a long-term over several years and is ongoing, and there's a great deal of familiarity that comes into play with that. So it's more about sustaining that familiarity and those relationships. And so each individual question, a lot of times, do not come as a surprise. A question for maybe credit, because it's a part of an ongoing financial relationship.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Knoxville Tax Service, Pet Haven, Lighton State Bank, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, Inc., Animal Health Center of Knoxville, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Lehley.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lehley, Central College, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Meniga Pest Control, Twyla Wilson, Wilson Marketing, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with David Greving with Marion County Bank.
Do most farmers need credit?
I don't know that I can think of statistics on that, Bob, but I would say that anecdotally, I would say probably the answer is yes to that question, because most would connotate 51% or more, right? But So I think, yeah, I think more guys borrow money that farm than don't. But there certainly are people that are financially able to not need to borrow money and farm.
Mm-hmm. But for most people, that's just the way the world works. You borrow enough money to get in the field, get planted, and then you pay it back.
Right. It's harvest. It's a very capital-intensive business. When you think about tractors and combines costing, you know, more than $100,000 for some of the bigger equipment. Land has certainly become very expensive in the last several years. It's not a business that most people can jump into on their own without some financial assistance.
Well, yeah, unless somehow it's in the family.
That's really the only way. And then even then, it's typical for a younger member of the family to form a relationship with a banker and begin to finance things that way.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Hewitt Service Center, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Carriker's Auto Outlet, and Don's Heating and Cooling. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Knoxville Raceway, Pierce Funeral Home, Verduft Agency, and People's Bank in Pleasantville.
I continued my conversation with David Greving with Marion County Bank.
It sounds like you know a lot about different operations. Sometimes do you say things like, oh, you know, you made great decisions last year, you did a great job, yeah, you know, no problem with the loan this year, and sometimes the opposite. Do you have to say, looks like you didn't make some very good decisions last year. We're going to have to think twice about this.
Well, there certainly is a wide range of ability in any profession, in any industry, and so there are those that are better managers than others, and during good financial times, in the farm sector, a rising tide raises all boats. So even the maybe people that don't have as much management skill can still easily be successful. It's during the tougher times when those smaller decisions, management decisions, seem to boil up to the surface if they aren't made correctly. And so to answer your question, yes, yeah, it's fun to pat people on the back and say great job, but in some instances when things didn't go as well as planned, then there has to be some plans formulated to figure out where to go from there.
Like it is for any business.
Like it is for any business. For instance, last year was a tougher year for farm operators, the grain farm operators I'm referring to, because prices were lower for the commodities. They raised good crops, but the markets just weren't there to sell it as profitably as there had been the prior 5 or 6 years. So even some of what, in my opinion, the best managers that I've worked with in my, I guess, what seems like a lot of years in this business already, just broke even last year. And we had to consider that a win. You kind of survive in advance, right, and live to fight another day and hope for better macroeconomic conditions.
Yeah, every year you just have to keep hoping.
It is an industry full of hope and faith. And that's actually I think, what draws a lot of people to it. It brings them close to the earth, and is a big part of their faith walk as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Precision Chiropractic, Culligan Water, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe and Newton, DeVore Homes, Red Ribbon Bakery, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, and Skuring and Utermarkt. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Marion County Farm Bureau, Harsin Construction, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, Frisian Farms Cheese, Farmers Cooperative Company, Pella Precast Products, and Pleasantville Care Living Center.
I continued my conversation with David Greving with Marion County Bank.
And so the more in our rural area, the better the farmers do, the better the bank does, right?
Well, certainly. Many what you would call rural communities, their lifeblood is that economy. And so not, when the producers have good years, they have more money to spend on with the merchants on Main Street. And Pella is blessed to have a farming, a vibrant farming economy, but is also diversified with industry and tourism and education and all those other things as well. But yeah, you get into communities even smaller than Pella, and they really do live and die by the farm economy.
There's some towns around the state, especially in the southwestern part of the state, that look in trouble. It must be tough to be a banker there.
You know, you're probably right. I can't say that I have visited with those guys down there lately, but, you know, again, there's a bit of a concentration of risk in one industry in some of those communities, no doubt.
Right. And so even so, in Pella, Knoxville, or other cities or other communities, all the Main Street business people are paying pretty close attention to what's happening with the markets and the farmers?
Well, sure. You know, you go down the street, you got accountants. They're preparing books for farm operators as well as others. Insurance agents are selling crop insurance. Co-ops and so forth selling inputs, a chemical fertilizer to actually grow the crop. You've got grain merchants. You got banks financing the operation. I mean, this is Iowa, and agriculture is a very large part of our economy.
Okay, and so Marion County Bank, you cover a lot of different things, like you might be involved in financing farming operations and upstairs Main Street investments. You're talking about investing those profits then. Mm-hmm. And do you all integrate together? And
well, we do try and provide all the service, financial services that a farm family can need. I mean, from cradle to grave, I guess, in a sense, a young operator is going to be more in need of credit. And then as they mature their operation and start to building up equity, they need to start thinking about where to invest that equity, whether it be in growing their operation, which is typically the case by investing in land or equipment, but not always. Sometimes they want to diversify, maybe get into a stock portfolio or something, and then we move them upstairs to Main Street Advisory Group. And then lastly, when we start thinking about succession planning, which is a very important part of the family farm business and how to make that smooth transition from generation to generation, both the Main Street Advisory Group upstairs can play a large part in that with life insurance products and those type of things, as well as working with us downstairs in the credit area to ensure a smooth transition.
So the bank works with transitions across generations to succession. I guess I've heard the average age of the Iowa farmers like 58 or something. You have to work with them then, don't you?
Sure. And that average age has been going up, it seems like, a little bit my entire career. And I'm 50 years old now, so I've been doing this a while. So that continues to be, I guess, a challenge in our economy, in the ag economy here in Iowa, as that average age continues to go up. A lot of that was caused by the farm crisis of the 1980s, and that spilled, that really kind of bled into the 1990s as well, where there were a lot of young people that were really not maybe encouraged to stay on the farm. They were encouraged to find a different career because there just didn't seem to be the economic opportunity at that time. So there was almost a whole generation of operators that were lost. And that all happened at the same time when operations were consolidating and getting bigger, too. So the people that were in the business and survived during that farm crisis were able to increase the size of the business. So we actually had fewer owner-operators farming the ground than we did. So, but that has, there's been some reversal of that, in my opinion, in this last decade when times have been better. I've noticed a lot more of young people deciding to get into the business.
Now, in the past, you've told me that a lot of times in the spring and at harvest time, you like to go drive around the countryside.
Sure. Well, especially in the summer and fall. In the spring, I kind of try to stay out of the guys' way because that planting time is so crucial to get that planted at just the right time. But it is a pleasure to get out in the country and see the crop as it grows in the summer and meet with people. And then one of my favorite things is to go on a combine ride in the fall and watch that harvest come in.
Thanks to David Greving for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.